Welcome everybody back to the Legends Lovers Podcast. I'm really excited to be back here. We are recording for Tuesday the 23rd. Really excited to just come back, be back. I know recently I uploaded an episode on Throw Your Quick Facts. So that was really exciting. I enjoyed doing that. I hope you guys did. I real quick before we get into the video and before we get into the episode, I want to correct something I said in the last episode. I said that the Mortis was a square or a cube, and it has been a while since I've seen Mortis. But when I looked it up and I rewatched it, it turned out the Mortis is actually the same thing as a Thoyor, or same design or schematic, at least on the outside. Except it's a little bit different. So basically, it's two pyramids on top of each other. A Thoyor basically looks like Mortis. So that's one thing that's pretty cool is a Thoyor. So something to look up, maybe come out soon in like a Legends novel or something like that, a canon novel. But now that we're done with that, I want to talk real quick about where you can contact me and other platforms you can listen to me on. So you can listen to me on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, and iTunes. So those are all of the platforms you can listen to me on. If for some reason you can't find me on those platforms, you can go to anchor.fm/legendslovers, and it has all the links to all the platforms there. You can also listen to me on Anchor. So those are some ways that you can listen to me. You can contact me with the voice message link that is in the description of my podcast and this episode. If you can't find it, it is at anchor.fm/legendslovers. So if you can't, for some reason, find that link, you can also email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. The email will be in the description below, but you guys really should check that out. I really encourage everybody to. I know I've gotten emails. I'm planning on doing an Ahsoka episode. I know someone emailed me about that. I'm planning on doing an Ahsoka episode on one of these Tuesdays. I don't want to do a quick facts because I want to kind of explore a lot about her and just be able to roam and talk. And I'll probably do that with Eli. But this episode, I really want to talk about a lot of different things. So this episode might run a little long. It might not. So I know I mentioned the Force Wars and the Thoyor episode, but this episode I really wanted to talk about the new Star Wars Squadrons game that's coming out soon. Because I mean, I'm a Star Wars podcast. I mean, at least should talk about it. So I know there are two trailers out there. So I have audio from the gameplay trailer. So we're going to play that real quick, and then I'm going to talk about it. There is another trailer that is just like a trailer for like the campaign, and so that's pretty cool. But I want to do this one. It's a couple minutes long, so I hope you guys enjoy it. If you have seen it, great. You can go ahead and skip ahead, and we can talk about it. If you haven't seen it or haven't even heard of it, might want to check it out. So you can also look it up on YouTube, but here's the audio for that trailer.
Actually, no, we're gonna play the audio for the trailer towards the end of the episode. I apologize for that. But I think we should move on to everything else. So let me get my Wikipedia website up, and then we'll move on from there. So let me get the
website. So yeah. So I have it pulled up now. The Force Wars website, or Wikipedia website, Force Wars. So it's actually, it's got some extensive stuff. Actually, not very extensive, never mind. I'll give you a quick summary of it. The Force Wars were a 10-year-long series of conflicts that took place on Tython more than seven centuries before the formation of the Galactic Republic. They were considered the first conflicts between the followers of the light and dark sides of the Force. The Force Wars originally began as an invasion by the forces of the Rakatan Infinite Empire. So that's basically the beginning. So we'll start with the prelude. I'm reading all of this pretty much from Wikipedia, But I'm again forming it and changing the words and whatnot to kind of word it in a way that's more understandable. But it says here that the Force Wars of Typhon have their origins in the years following the Despot War, which pitted the armies of Hedaya, a queen of Shikakawa, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, against the Jedi Order around 25,800 BBY. So that's, after looking at the book, that is, the book has placed 25,759 BBY. So that's 41 years before, before the book Dawn of the Jedi Ended the Void that I'm that I'm about to finish. I'm on the last leg of that book. But around 25,800 BBY, Jedi Master Dagan Locke deviated from the conventional wisdom and descended into the chasm below Anil Kesh Temple, where he and his companion Hawk Rio were overcome by a terrible force vision. Within their vision, an army of dark warriors wielding blades of frozen fire marched across Skagora, led by a being with one red eye. To combat this, they saw themselves leading the Jedi armies against the threat. Driven mad by the visions, Locke fell to the dark side of the Force and was taken before the Jedi Council for questioning. Despite his passion, the Council did not believe in Locke's vision or warning and banished him to the moon of Bogan until he renounced his vision and returned to returned to balance in the Force. Over the next 7 years, Locke lived out at his exile in solitude, carving an enormous mural of himself wielding the blade of fire and numerous pictures of the weapon. I believe he's actually talking about the lightsaber. If anyone is not really catching on, I think that's what he's talking about. But to move on, the war with the Infinite Empire. So there's actually a completely different website. It's called Invasion of the Typhon System. So in 25,793 BBY, the forces of the Rakatan Infinite Empire invaded the Typhon System. Shakal Nas sought to reverse the species' gradual loss of control over the Force by acquiring the Infinity Gate said to exist on the planet Typhon. And his forces attacked the space station Fury Station on the edges of the system before capturing both of the gas giants, Obri and Maur. The Rakata and their Flesh Raider soldiers attacked Typhon, but were repelled by the Jedi Order. The Infinite Empire fell back to the forest world of Skagora and conquered it before establishing their main command post there. By the end of the first year, the Jedi had allied themselves with the forces of the settled worlds, placing Jedi Master Regiviari in command of the joint forces. The Order also constructed force sabers and dark side weapons of the Rakata and armed themselves with the weapons as they recalled the insane Dagon Locke to lead them in battle as Locke had foreseen. Ultimately, the war ended in a Jedi victory with Sakal Nas's fall. Most of the Rakata turned on each other and fled, leaving behind a large degree of slaves. So that's kind of the war with the Infinite Empire. So I'm going to move back into the Light and Darkness War. So it says, while the Rakatan threat was diminished, a schism grew within the Order between those of Dagan Locke's followers and the Jedi Council. Eventually, the two groups were defined by an ideology divided between the use of Ashla, or light side, of the Force, and the followers of the Bogan, otherwise known as the dark side of the Force. Both sides utilized the traditional metal swords augmented through the Force, as well as the Bogan Jedi fighting with the Force Sabers. When the Ashla Jedi reorganized as the Jedi under the leadership of a High Council, peace seemed imminent until the defection of Revered Master Regiviari, hoiling up with Kelleth, Regiviari's followers fought to the death and were subsequently defeated. So the conclusion here, It says in 25,783 BBY, a cataclysm destroyed the planet's biosphere, rendering the world uninhabitable. What Bogan Jedi survived fled to the Rim, and the Jedi hunted them aboard the Generation ships before settling on Ossus 730 years later. While the young Galactic Republic band traveled to Tython, the Jedi Order occasionally returned briefly through. Though they would not resettle their homeworld until the Cold War, after Satellite Shan, or Satil Shan, rediscovered the planet shortly after the Treaty of Coruscant. Rumors existed during the Galactic Civil War that a secret temple existed on the world where they kept their hidden treasures. So, I do want to remind everybody that this is all canon. I'm going to check right now, or I'm going to check in a little bit towards the end of the episode, maybe. If maybe my dates are wrong, I think that might be the case, because when, again, I'm talking about Dawn of the Jedi, End of the Void, but the book, it talks about maybe being like 12, 13 years after the Despot War, which is mentioned there. It also does not have anything. They're still on Tython. So, and that's before Jedi, as Jedi we know it. And so, yeah, I think some things are not exactly clicking right there. But it's actually a pretty interesting article there. So that's Force Wars. So I hope you guys are enjoying that. So kind of wanted to talk about, real quick, just this cool thing that popped up on my feed. It's another article, completely different from Force Wars. So I hope you guys are enjoying this Force Wars and stuff like that, Legends, background, like quick facts. I thought it might be a cool idea to do the Force Wars and quick facts, but I ended up being like, it'd be cool to just shoot it into another video or another episode. Apologize. And so to move on, this article that popped up, it was Star Wars. Rarest action figure lands on eBay for record-breaking price. So it's sentence here. It says the rocket-firing Boba Fett has fetched more than $100,000 a few times. So it ended up a certificate rocket-firing Boba Fett prototype is currently on the auction site for $225,000. Should the figure be snapped up, it will be a new record. Originally, the figure was offered by the toy line Kenner as a mail-away special, Boba Fett first being featured as a cartoon character in the 1978 Star Wars Christmas special. However, the rocket-firing version never made it to kids, as the iteration was deemed a choking hazard before the toys were shipped. So disappointed children received a Fett with a glued rocket and an apology from Kenner. Some of the unpainted prototypes were not destroyed and have been floating around the nerd black market for years, going for big bucks. So there's more here, but I think that we should go ahead and start thinking about maybe wrapping up this episode or moving on. So yeah, it's been really interesting just to read about that kind of stuff. So I think one thing I do want to do is I want to get back into talking about the Celestials. I know that was one thing that we didn't get to a couple weeks ago. I really was hoping to talk about that this week and a couple weeks ago. But I thought maybe to add something to this episode, I want to talk about the Rakata. So, and this is kind of just on top of the Force Wars. I know I just kind of totally went and branched out and talked about something completely different, and then I'm coming back towards the same thing. But I think that this would be really cool, just a little bit of something. A little bit more to talk about and kind of just mention. So The Rakata, also known as the Builders, were a humanoid species, and they don't really look human besides their face looks nothing like a humanoid species. But again, Twi'leks don't really look like a humanoid species either, so at least their head doesn't. So it says here they were technologically advanced race that developed near early in galactic history, even developing some early hyperdrive technology. Long-term use of the dark side of the Force corrupted their society and turned them into a race of merciless warriors. The Rakata used their potent Force-powered technologies to conquer and enslave every other species that they came across throughout their known galaxy. During the reign of their Infinite Empire, they were characterized by their cruelty, savagery, and arrogance. They were known to strip entire planets of their resources, terraform worlds to fit their own shifting needs, to kill entire slave workforces, and to eat and defile the bodies of slain enemies, and even members of their own species. So, they're pretty rough. There's a lot of stuff on them on Wikipedia. Literally, an hour of reading here, that would be really interesting. So that's really all for this episode. It's been really fun doing this. I love getting into this. I want to say, you can call me. The link should be in the description. You can go to my website, anchor.fm/legendslovers. You can email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. That'll be in the description. Go check out our YouTube videos, or my YouTube channel. It's not really big. It's just out there as a resource for you guys to connect with me. If you leave a review, got one rule for you, please make it good. If you have any problems or issues with my podcast, please call, email, contact me with whatever, and just tell me, try to make it in a positive way that I can grow on it. I'm always looking to grow. That's one thing that I try to do the most, is when people give me something that they're critical of, I always take it in a positive way, and I try to work on that. That's really it for this episode. May the Force be with you always.
Death Star is gone, but the Imperial fleet is still a threat. Vanguard Squadron, let's make history.
This is it, Titan Squadron. Everything we've done has led to this. Finish those Vanguard scum!
This is Star Wars Squadrons. Earn your wings in a single-player story spanning two factions.
All stations! Fire on that ship!
And master multiplayer battles as a squadron of five, with the option to play the entire game in VR. This is the definitive Star Wars pilot experience.
Come on!
You'll begin your career in a single-player story.
Welcome to Titan Squadron.
Where you'll play as two combat pilots, flying for both the Empire and the New Republic. You'll experience this world through your cockpit. The instrumentation in front of you provides critical feedback about power management, targeting, and shields. With a squadron of diverse characters at your side, prove your skills on increasingly challenging missions.
Hello, Vanguard. Welcome to the Nadiri Dockyards.
One of my spies has linked the attacks with the New Republic Starhawk Project.
The story of the two pilots you play,
stick together,
will shape the balance of power in the galaxy.
Get ready!
Let him have it!
To take the fight online, you'll need flight time with all eight ships. Fighters are the most flexible and versatile, able to handle any situation. Interceptors are fast and highly maneuverable.
Let's get them.
Ideal for hunting down your opponent's starfighters.
That was kind of fun.
Support ships can keep allies safe and stocked up, as well as disrupting enemy fighters.
Light them up.
Nice.
Bombers are the heavy hitters, able to deal devastating damage to enemy flagships and starfighters.
But if you've got a preferred component and need something customized, I'll take care of it.
Unlock everything you need to customize your pilot and starfighters simply by playing the game. From cosmetics to an arsenal of over 50 components that alter how your ships fly, fight, and survive.
They're on you!
I'll deal with it.
You can dramatically change your loadout depending on your squadron's strategy.
Finally got him!
This will be critical in Star Wars Squadron's multiplayer modes. First up, dogfights. This is an all-out 5v5 battle.
This hard 5, that was the best!
Fine-tune your loadouts to work as a team.
Moving in on the enemy.
Utilize components like tractor beams, turrets, and mines to slow down your opponents or set up your squadmates for the kill.
Rebels unmarked.
For teams looking for an even greater challenge, it's time to prove yourself in Star Wars Squadron's signature mode, Fleet Battles. Fleet Battles are multi-stage conflicts. Whether playing solo or with friends, you'll have the option to compete against other players or AI as a squadron of five.
Don't worry, I got him for you.
Meet your team in the social hub to solidify strategy, coordinate loadouts, and prepare for takeoff. First, push the front line by winning the dogfight in the center of the map. Next, attack or defend two medium-sized capital ships.
We've lost our capital ships.
And finally, the ultimate goal. Target and destroy the subsystems of your opponent's massive flagship and take it down.
Shields are disabled.
At each phase, your squadron either pushes the line forward or falls back to defend.
Keep our flagships safe.
It's your squadron's choice of how to play.
I'm hit!
Speedy, unrelenting assaults.
Stay together, strike quickly.
Stealth and subversion.
Jamming the enemy. Sensors can't spot you.
Or brutal bombardment.
That ship is vulnerable. Take your shot.
We need to hurry.
A unified squadron is the key to victory.
Taking my attack run now.
Let's make this count.
This is Star Wars Squadrons. Join the galaxy's finest and make your mark.
You are the hope of this galaxy.
Well, I hope that audio provided a kind of good perspective on the new trailer that just recently came out a couple days ago on the Rogue Squadrons. I know a couple other podcasts have been talking about it. I thought it was a good idea to mention it. Just want to remind you, this isn't like the cinematic trailer for the campaign of the game. It's kind of geared towards everything. And it is just an audio trailer. There is an actual audio trailer. So yeah, you can look it up on YouTube. Star Wars Rogue Squadrons should pop up pretty quickly. But I really hope that was a good representation of what maybe we might see in a couple of years. I really think the graphics quality is amazing. It looks awesome, and the audio is it sounds amazing and looks awesome. Like the different styles of what you're doing, it's mainly a starfighter based game. It's really cool. I do want to put out there again that there is another trailer that's just cinematic based towards the campaign. It's really cool. I know I just said it, but anyways, I think that's gonna wrap it up for this episode. So remember, you guys can email me at legendslovers@protonmail.com. If you're listening, there are other platforms. Like maybe you're listening in your friend's car or something, or your dad's car, but you want to listen something on something else, or you listen to something else. Like you listen on iTunes, but your dad listens on Spotify. We're on different platforms. Spotify, iTunes, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Google Podcast, and I think several more. But you can find all of the links to all of the different platforms we're on, or I'm on, at my website, anchor.fm/legendslovers. You guys can check it, everything out there. Link to the YouTube channel's there. I would highly suggest you go check that out. If you guys subscribe, I know how many people are listening. I'm not really putting out a lot of videos. I put one out just to get the YouTube channel out there. I might do some live streams. I don't know if I'm there yet or ready for that. If your platform allows you to leave a review, please, I have one rule for you. Please make it good. And to add to that, if you guys have a problem with it or you have something to say but you don't want to write a review, again, you can email me or call me. You can message. That's one thing. I haven't had a message since Eli messaged at the very beginning of this podcast. And I really hope you guys do that. Link to that is in the description of this episode below. The email, again, is in the description below if you haven't heard me say it before. I really hope you guys are enjoying this. If you are enjoying the kind of, I like to call it force back, but like the legends of the past, like the Rakata and the Force Wars and Thor. If you're enjoying that stuff, I know I am. The Quick Facts. If you're enjoying that, please let me know. I hope to get with Eli and just kind of talk about it. Planning on doing some Clone Wars breakdowns. If you would like me to talk about that, please comment, reach out to me. That's one thing that I know. I haven't been podcasting for very long, but some podcasts have been out there that have been out there have been podcasting for about the Clone Wars since the beginning, and that's what launched them. But being a young podcast, I can't really do that, and so I want to go back and break them down and add a new perspective of someone who has seen them, knows what's happening, has seen what happens, knows a lot of different things, and can say, well, I think this is kind of what, and stuff like that. And that's my goal as a podcaster, to do that. So again, remember, the Force will be with you always.